And the Indian of Ribis, it says here in Omid Beis that the Chumrah of Ribis, Mavi Ribis, are worse. Geisa mimasha marvichim mafsidim. Loi oid, elo shemisimi Moshe Rabbeinu chochom, v'teirothei emes. So Rashi says it's b'loshon saginor. Kilo Moshe Rabbeinu is a chochom, but he didn't realize that people could be marvich from Ribis. If Moshe Rabbeinu would know that there's a revach, he wouldn't write it. Bemis doimit to that, there's an Amud Aleph that it says, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yudah Marav Muto Loi Laodom Laalvois Bonov Uvnei Beisei Beribis Kdei Lat Imon Tam Ribis. So Rashi learns that they should know how much your mitztayer, and the one who gives the ribis has such a tzar, is teaching them how chomor it is to make somebody pay ribis. But it's also Mishum Dossi Lemisrach, even though you're teaching something a positive, that ribis is bad, but they might come to be nimshach and do ribis. It's interesting that the Taz says pshat in this Gemara that Adarabbah, he says it lefi the Rambam, he says that the pshat in the Gemara is to teach the children that a dover mu'et is mutar and there's no iser ribis, today that they should have a parnosa from it. Adarabbah is saying to teach children that you can have a parnosa from a heter and ribis, a dover mu'et. And there Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that it's a dover dochuk to say that all the time we try to run away from ribis, and even small things and heterim, we say that it's not so mutar, it's a b'shas adchak, and it's not such a thing to do. It's not and it's not something that's advisable to do. And all of a sudden, the Taz says in the Rambam that he's teaching them how to make a parnosa. But upon him here, it says that people who take ribis, it's like they're making the tzonos from Moshe Rabbeinu, that they're smarter than Lefi Rashi. They're making themselves smarter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize that there's such a mischer that you could do a heter, and Moshe Rabbeinu answered it. It's interesting that the Marsho says that the pshat is like this. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that he's going to have a revach from it, I mean, sometimes you could have also a hefsed from lending somebody, maybe he won't get back his money or something. But he says if Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that you could have a revach, so he would have been matir. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was a chochom and he gave the Torah and he wrote in the Torah that al pi chochma that you shouldn't do ribis, but al pi nevuah he should have known that he could have a heter. He'll know that the stock market will go up. He'll know that there will be some revach in the ribis. But since he didn't say it, so he's only a chocham and not a novi. So he's makchish nevuosish on Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayimrim ilo idei Moshe Rabbeinu. So they're makchish on the nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're making him only a chocham and not a novi. Then it says a novi levav chochma, that the Gemara's mitoyle b'mi, the Gemara in Baba Basra says that a chocham is odif minovi. But here the Marsha says they have to be mesader it, but the Marsha says here pshat that is more than that. Another thing in Ribis, there's a riot from Tosfos and Daf Ayin that it could be, that it says that it's going for beiker, Malva Beribis is going for beiker. The Gemara says it's maybe. Here. I would have said that Amalek is a Rosh Tevis Edim, Mevi, Lavlor, and Kulmus. And Dioi has to bring also Dioi. So that means he's Kofar Beikar just like the Amalek. And he's also Kofar Beitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. There's a ride from Tosfos that he might not even get up to Chias Amesim. Because Tosfos asks in Daf Ayin Omid Beis, given the ribis akum shori, it's muta ribis akum, that's all sugi there. So why he says lomolechia oisu shilva ribis b'meisim shechi yecheskel. There's a targum that there was one man by the meisim shechi yecheskel, and because dura, one man didn't get up. So the targum Yerushalmi says because he was malve beribis. So yes, but he was before Matan Torah. He was still goya ben noach. And Ribis Hakum is Mutrachilu Bisman Hazeh. So what was his problem that he didn't get up Tchias HaMesim? So the second verse of Tosfos says that Bemis he could have gotten up, but it wasn't this man of, when it becomes this man of Iker Tchias HaMesim, he'll get up. But since they were shomer, he doesn't have an extra zchus to get up in a tchias amesim, a special tchias amesim of Yecheskel. That he didn't have a zchus, but not that he loses it. The first tarets of Tosfos Shemo b'nei Noach u'muzorin alo ribis, k'mo shehuzaru alo gezel. So b'nei Noach u'muzor alo gezel m'kol eitzagan v'lo gezel. So who adin the ribis v'noach? That they're muzar also in ribis v'noach. That means, why didn't he get up? Because he was a ben Noach and he was muzar on ribis. That means whoever is muzar on ribis does not get up at tchias amesim. So if so cholil ayid that is malve b'ribis, he wouldn't get up tchias amesim. It's a right for me. So we have the Isar of Ribis, we have this Kofar B'Tzias Mitzrayim, Kofar B'Iker, doesn't get up in Tchias HaMesim, and he's also Kofar Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu separately, like the Marsho says. So we learn, Kama Midah Tova Merubo, that the Gemara says, Mishi Yesh Lomois Ve'enu Malvo Yisom B'Ribis, Olav HaKosu Vo'ymer, Kaspoi Lo'inosan B'Neshech, V'Shoich Adal Noki Lo'ilokach, Oisei Eile Lo'imot Lo'ilom Olam Adato, that whoever is Malva Beribis Nichos of Mismoitet him, whoever is not Malva Beribis, so he has such a big schus, even though for us it seemed like a poshet thing, but he has such a big schus that all these things, the chamurim that we said on somebody's Malva Beribis, he's the opposite, and he's Moite Benevuas Moshe, Moite Beterim in Hashemayim, and he gets up at Chias Amesim, and also he has Avtocha Nichos of, even though it might one day go down, but it'll always come back.